Archers for the week 9 to 14 January 2000.
Debbie's got a long night ahead.
Doesn't look strong enough for three, does she?
No, not really.
We could do with a singleton next.
Oh, I'll see if I can foster one of them on. You get off, Neil.
Oh, you're sure?
Yeah. I'm here for the night now.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a good one.
Sandwiches and soup left in the caravan, as requested.
That's good service.
At least I could do.
Oh, Neil, before you go, where's the iodine spray?
Oh, sorry, I left it that pen, I think.
Oh, okay.
Here we are, two strong men about to crash out for the night, leaving Debbie to work through it.
Oh, I shan't be seeing my bed for a while yet.
No?
I've
got it. Got a fox up at Willow Farm to deal with.
You've lost some piglets, haven't you?
Yeah, far too many. Yeah. So, David's bringing his gun over.
You're going to wait out for a fox in this cold?
Yeah, it seems to be coming so regularly. I've no choice.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. See you.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
I was looking forward to Sunday morning together. Breakfast in bed, the papers.
Well, it may still happen. Are you about ready, girl?
Hmm? You mean we might get a lion?
Yeah, Eddie's coming in early to take over.
And what'll happen then? You'll crawl into bed exhausted. I won't get a word out of you.
I just see how much dread you've got left.
You know, when I came to stay over here, I thought we might occasionally see something of each other.
You knew it was Lammy.
I'm beginning to wonder if it's my aftershave or just me.
Listen. If I had any spare time...
You'd spend every precious moment with me.
I'd spend it looking after Phoebe.
Neil! The lamp! Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to dazzle you.
You're going to scare everything off swinging it around like that.
Well, I was only using it because I kept stumbling.
Well, it is pretty dull. Yeah.
Could have done with more of a moon, really, couldn't we?
Yeah. Is this the spot you meant?
Yeah. Waiting long.
Oh, I've only just parked up on the track.
You see, I reckon he comes through that stand of beech trees. You can't really see it now, but...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Then he comes up here, gets through the pigs from this side.
If he passes here, we've got him. Mm. May not be the world's greatest marksman, but if he's close enough to Lamp...
Yeah, you'll do the job.
I hope so.
And at least that breeze has dropped.
Yeah. Don't want him scenting us.
Thanks a lot, David, for turning out.
That's all right.
Tommy did ask Greg, but he said he'd be too busy for a while.
Well, you can't hang around. Not if you're losing stock.
No. So, it's much appreciated.
It's the least we could do for our new pig man.
Oh, I'm not trying to take advantage.
I know.
I won't be asking favours all the time just because I'll be working at Brookfield.
Neil, I was joking.
Ah.
We're all delighted you're taking that job.
Oh, thanks.
Now, should we wait in the Land Rover? It's getting pretty chilly.
Well, we may not need to wait long. Greg meant Tommy. This fox squeaker.
Oh, great. I was looking for ours at home. We must have lost it.
Greg swears by this. Says it sounds just like a stoat taking a rabbit. Foxes can't resist it.
Give it a go.
I haven't had much chance to practice.
Go on, then. A rabbit being attacked by a stoat?
Yeah, supposedly.
Now, that's a rabbit with a chesty cough, mate. Let's hope the fox goes for that.
I'll change her.
It's all right, Mum. I don't mind.
Oh.
Would you settle Freddie? I'll see to Lily.
All right.
I was hoping you weren't going to hear me get up.
I was awake anyway. It's better Nigel isn't disturbed.
He is pretty worn out.
What's all the fuss for, a young man?
You haven't had a decent night's sleep in days yourself.
Oh, I've not done too badly.
Now then, Lily. Let's get you nice and clean.
At the moment, I'd probably get more rest here than I would at Brookfield.
Even getting woken up in the middle of the night.
When I went back yesterday afternoon, Pip and Josh were all over me.
What for?
Said they'd be missing me.
Suppose they've got so used to having Gran around all the time.
Mm.
Just making sure you don't get sore, Lily. Mm? We don't want that now, do we?
Anyway, I'm getting a lot more sleep than you are most nights.
Do you know, I think I'd rather have an undisturbed 8 hours than win the lottery.
I'm not surprised.
Mum, can you pass me a nappy?
Let me just put Freddy back. He's gone off nicely again.
Oh, how do you do it?
Years of practice. I had some very awkward babies of my own to deal with.
Mum.
Here you are, dear.
Thanks. Hey, almost done now.
And I don't regret a single sleepless night that you or any of the others gave me. And when you come to look back, you won't regret a moment of this either.
I know. I'm very lucky. Did I tell you Tim phoned yesterday?
Professionally?
No. He wanted to talk about Siobhan.
Oh.
They're nice and dry now. You know, she's arranged to come over on Tuesday.
You said she wanted to see the twins.
She does. But Tim was worried. Babies are still a very sensitive area for Siobhan.
Naturally. The poor girl.
Well, he said that if Siobhan couldn't cope, if she suddenly had to walk out, would I understand?
Must be so difficult for her.
Well, I told him of course I would. I'm not worried about how she'll react. It'll just be so good to see her.
How much longer do you reckon we ought to bother?
I don't know.
I don't know about you, but I'm frozen through.
Yeah. Well, this is the last spot we'll try.
I thought where we started was favourite.
The fox didn't.
I don't think he comes this way, but
it's got to be worth a try.
I didn't mean to keep you out so long.
No, I don't worry. I didn't used to be up all night.
Huh?
I did it for the millennium. Now this.
Do you think I should try the squeaker again? I've worked out how to use it now.
Having scared off the wildlife of two counties in the process.
Well, you were no better.
Go on, then.
Finally. I thought he was never going to show.
Oh, let's take a look.
Yeah. That was a real clean kill.
Oh, at this distance, I'd be ashamed of anything else.
I'll tell you what, David. That's taken a real weight off my mind. I couldn't afford to lose half of each new litter.
No, of course not.
And Tommy will be relieved too.
At least his supply is safe now.
No wonder he was limping. Some idiot's already peppered him with a shotgun, look.
That's probably why he started taking piglets.
Yeah. No good for chasing much else.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, take it over to the fence. See to it in the morning.
Right. Well, if you don't mind...
You get off, David.
Are you sure?
Of course, yeah. You go and get your head down.
I don't see the point, actually. Might as well keep myself awake till milking.
You may be right. It can't be that far off now.
I woke up, and since you weren't there to cuddle, I thought I might as well make us some tea.
Oh, I could murder a cop. Go on to help with the cuddling, I'm afraid.
Sorry. With you crouched down like that, I assume...
Debbie's in the caravan.
Right.
Let's make sure you're all right.
Is she awake?
Oh, Sparky, when I looked in, I didn't disturb her.
Oh, is shaking the lamb good for it?
Oh, it gets the gunk out of its mouth and nose.
Debbie showed me how to use a straw.
Anything that gets the job done. Oh, any more on the way?
Aren't you a little early, Eddie? It's not even dawn.
Oh, I'll grab a sip of that tea now.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, Couldn't seem to sleep. Oh, that's lovely. So I thought I might as well get down here.
What was keeping you awake?
Oh, started doing some paperwork before I went to bed. Big mistake.
I know you guys are always filling in forms.
Yeah, this wasn't so much forms as trying to tot up some figures.
Oh, is that another lamb coming?
Yeah. That's it, good girl. I thought it was going to be
twins. Can I do anything?
Oh, yeah, all right. Have a sit then.
Okay, yeah. I'll get out of your way.
But you're not usually up at this time.
Oh, I try not to be.
Right. Let's get you breathing.
Oh, bed's the only place to be at this time.
Simon?
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Hello, Eddie. What are you doing here so early? Ooh, is that tea?
Sure is.
Oh, thanks.
Your wife's been wide awake all night, so I thought instead of keeping Clary awake as well, I'd be more used to it.
Oh, brilliant.
There you go. Any more to come?
So, you're taking over?
Oh, might as well.
Why?
Obviously, you didn't ask me to come in at this time, so I can't really expect you to cough up.
We'll pay you every hour you work, Eddie.
Oh, cheers.
Why couldn't you sleep?
Oh, I was doing all these sums in my head. None of them would come out.
Never think about money before you go to bed. Sorry, there's no reason it should have been money you're thinking about.
You're getting up already? I better get these into the bonding pen.
Anyway, if you're happy to take over.
Yeah, no problem.
You might as well clear off. Simon. Look at that.
Yeah, it banged you out. Couldn't keep his eyes open.
Simon. Simon, are you awake? Doesn't he look a picture? Not a care in the world.
Must be great to feel like that. Nothing to keep you awake at night. Wish I was so lucky.
With this radiator.
Oh, feel it. It's lovely.
And the one in the bedroom?
Oh, nothing wrong with it now.
Good.
I just needed bleeding. That's what the problem was.
I was afraid it was the boiler.
Oh, no.
I just thought of bleeding the radiators myself.
Well, it was my dad suggested it. I rang him last night to see if he had any ideas.
Well, that was sensible. How is everyone at home?
Struggling to keep up their New Year's resolutions.
Oh, dear.
My mum's taking more exercise and Dad's trying to give up bacon sarnies.
Good luck to them.
He'll never do it.
And what about the other phone call you were going to make?
Other phone call?
Or have you seen Roy face to face?
Oh.
You have been in touch with him.
Oh, Marjorie, I haven't the chance.
No.
It was such a hectic weekend, looking after Henry most of the time, doing my washing.
Hayley!
I didn't seem to have a minute.
You had time to phone your father.
Well, yes.
And I thought you'd definitely made up your mind to speak with Roy.
I have.
So?
I picked the phone up a couple of times and put it straight down again.
Oh, Hayley. Oh,
what am I going to say? It's so embarrassing.
But surely it would be even more embarrassing if someone else told Roy what you were feeling before you did.
Who'd do that?
Well, someone who didn't like to see you so miserable.
Marjorie.
Well, they might well be tempted to have a quiet word with Roy on your behalf.
You wouldn't, would you?
Of course not, dear.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
But there'd be no need for me to talk to him. Once you've spoken to him yourself.
What, now?
Well, there's no time like the present. Have you got his number? Or do you want to look it up?
I know it, thank you.
Then I'll let you get on with it. I'm glad the radiators are working properly.
Yeah, thank you, Marjorie. Bye. Right. Here goes. Hello. It's Hayley. Hi. Hi, hi. Oh, just my luck. New one. Hello. Oh, hi. It's me, Hayley. Now, I'm not ringing about anything special.
Hello, Hayley.
Betty, sorry. Hi. Oh,
you were lucky to catch me. I'm just on my way to the shop.
Oh. Is Roy there?
No. He's still up at Grey Gables. Can I give him a message?
Sorry, have I kept you waiting?
No, I've only been out here a minute.
Isn't it chilly after being inside?
There's still plenty of people going in.
Oh, I suppose with the gym being shut for so long over the holiday.
Everyone had the same idea as us.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure about this lift?
Of course. I brought you here. I'll take you home.
Thanks.
Yes, you were right. It was far too crowded to stay to do a full session.
It's not much fun if you got to queue up to use the equipment.
Never seen it so busy of an afternoon. How long was we in there?
Can't have been more than...
Well, about 20 minutes.
And I was looking forward to a good workout.
Kathy's going to be surprised to see me back so early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told her I wouldn't be back till about tea time. Come on then, sling your bag in, Joe.
Well, at least none of my gear will need washing.
No. We didn't work up much of a sweat, did we? Your side's open.
Right.
Yeah. We'll just have to work extra hard next time.
You know what I reckon it is?
What?
Overindulgence.
Huh?
The gym being so busy.
Oh, yes. Everyone get the flab off.
Oh, I know I've put a few pounds on.
You haven't.
Oh, yeah, half right round the middle.
Get away.
I made a pig of myself over Christmas. You know, stuck in front of the telly, diving into the chocolates.
Oh, you've got to enjoy yourself sometimes.
Fallon was out so much, and when I'm on my own, don't let me near the sweet stuff.
Talking about Christmas, Jolene, open the glove compartment, would you?
What am I looking for?
There, on the top. No, not the street map. Yep, that's it.
What's this?
What's it look like? It's a present.
For me?
Open it.
Sid, I wasn't expecting anything.
I did the wrapping in the shop. I couldn't do it like that myself.
Oh, Sid. It's not... You didn't go back.
Open the box.
Oh.
It was... That necklace, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Sid.
You seemed to like it so much when we were shopping for your sister.
That's so sweet. You went back and got it for me.
For the next day. What do you think?
I don't know what to say. Why did you do it?
Like I say, you really seemed to like it.
And you buy all your friends the things they like?
No, of course not.
Oh, thanks. It's gorgeous.
As long as you like it.
I love it.
Now, we better get moving, eh?
Yeah. And when we get back to my place...
Yeah?
You're coming in for coffee. That's the least I can do to say thank you.
Are you sure we got enough little yoghurts in for Phoebe?
No, there's plenty in the fridge.
But we're out of nappies, aren't we?
Betty, isn't there any bread left?
Only those rolls.
I don't know why Clarence didn't have enough breading in the first place.
Mum, nappies?
Oh, we're okay for those as well. Brenda picked up a couple of packs earlier.
I needn't have bothered calling in at all then.
Can I leave these here for a moment?
There's plenty of baskets, Eddie.
Oh, I only need a couple more things.
Eddie, you all right, mate?
Yeah?
You look absolutely shattered.
The lambs at home farm ain't too particular about what time they're born. Ain't had a proper sleep for a couple of days.
Don't overdo things.
Hayley phoned for you this afternoon.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I told her you'd be home about this time.
Right. Well, push off then. See you later, Mum.
Bye.
See you, Eddie. Take it easy, yeah?
Yeah, some chance.
It's the time of year that makes everyone so tired, I think.
What else did Clary want? Cheese slices.
In the chill cabinet.
Yeah, I can see them.
How did she talk you into doing the shopping?
Don't have any choice if I want some tea.
Oh?
Clary's doing a double shift at the dairy, so Pat can have a birthday off.
Oh, right.
Now, can you total this lot up, Betty? I want to see if I've got anything left over.
Have you heard anything from the Aldridges yet?
Well, I phoned Debbie a couple of times, mainly to see if Kate's back, I think.
I'm hoping they'll send Phoebe a card.
Debbie says they're having a great time in Barbados.
Oh, I bet. This suit yours?
Oh, yeah, it's marked down, mind.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just what you need when you've been lambing all night. Being told how well Brian Aldridge's suntan is coming along. how much does that come to?
£3.57.
Oh, in that case, how come this beer so cheap?
That's a special promotion.
Never heard of it before. Well, at that price. Might as well take a couple of cans.
Mike tried it last night.
Oh, what did he think?
Well, wasn't very impressed. In fact, I can't really repeat what he called it. I don't want you buying it and being disappointed.
Well, whatever it's like, it's all I can afford.
Well, as long as you know it's not a patch on Shire.
Sure is. I'm forgetting what that tastes like altogether.
Oh. That would be £4.97, please.
Can't afford a night in the bull.
No?
The way things are, I've as much chance of joining the Aldridges in Barbados.
Right, this is it. Oh, come on, Hayley. Finding a mate, that's all. Here we go.
Willow Farm, hello.
Roy?
Oh, hiya. I'm just going to phone you.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Mum said you phoned, that's all.
Oh, right. Yes, I did.
So, what do you phone for?
No reason.
Oh, right.
In particular?
Oh, right.
I just,
Yeah?
How's Phoebe doing?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Brenda's just given her a bath.
Oh, good.
She ate all her tea.
Did she?
She had a yoghurt and a banana.
Oh, that's nice. It's...
And Kate phoned yesterday.
Oh.
I talked to Phoebe's.
How was Phoebe afterwards?
Okay.
Was she?
Yeah, listened to her mum talking for a bit, then wandered off.
Was she upset?
No, didn't seem to be.
Oh, that's good.
Seems to be getting used to it, her mum being away.
Did Kate say...
No, don't know when she'll be back.
Oh.
She seems sort of settled there for the moment.
Does she?
Hayley.
Yeah?
How's things with you?
Oh, you know...
You're okay?
Yeah. Oh, well.
What?
I had some trouble with my radiators. They had airlocks in.
Did they?
To the living room. It wasn't getting warm.
No, it wouldn't do.
To let the air out. It's lovely and warm in here now.
Oh, good.
Boiling. Do you want to meet up sometime?
Yeah.
Just for a chat. Keep in touch with a mate, sort of thing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Really?
Yeah, how about tonight?
Oh, I'm looking after Henry. I'm not doing anything tomorrow night, though.
Okay. No, hang on. I'm working then.
We don't have to meet up if you're busy.
I'm off all day Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'm free in the afternoon.
Oh, well, then.
So, do you want to come around here?
Yeah. And I can admire your radiators.
Eh? What? Oh!
So, then...
Oh, well, I'll see you around here Wednesday afternoon. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Oh.
We'll soon have it warm.
Well, it's not cold in here.
I left the heating on before I came out. The gas fire makes it nice.
Yeah, there's something I like about the sound of a gas fire.
Sorry about the mess everywhere.
What mess?
Oh, I should have the decorations down by now.
Don't matter.
It's bad luck to keep them up so long, isn't it?
No, they really cheer the room up.
I'll put the kettle on. Do you want to put some music on, Sid? The CDs are there.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's have a look-see. Oh, you got a real collection here, haven't you? What do you want?
You choose.
Yeah, what sort of thing? Country and Western?
Well, nothing too loud.
Right then. Oh, I used to have that. Haven't that? Oh, it's a Motown. I've seen that album in years. Hey, Jolene.
Yeah?
I used to have half these records myself.
Shows what good taste you got.
Oh, yeah, let's have this. It's been a long time. Do you want a hand?
You make yourself comfortable.
All right, I will. Yeah, it's a nice little home you got here, Jolly.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really...
I couldn't wait to try your necklace on with this blouse. What do you think?
Jolly.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
On you, yeah.
Sid.
No, I mean it.
Do I look all right?
You look fabulous.
What am I thinking of? I've parked myself on the sofa and I haven't even put the kettle on. Neither do I. Come here, Sid.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you, Lewis.
This corner clearly wasn't designed for prams.
No.
Now, do we press on to the lake or retreat to the house?
Which do you think?
A return to the house might be advisable.
I think so.
Elizabeth won't thank us if Freddie or Lily catch a chill.
No. At least we've given her enough time to get ready for her visit.
Yes. I'm impressed by how quickly she's got back into her stride.
Oh, of course, she has had a lot of support.
Oh, undoubtedly.
I think quite apart from what I've done for her. Jill's been a good little help at times.
The gallery couldn't have remained open without you.
Will you be looking in this afternoon?
I can't today, I'm afraid.
Oh, Lewis, but the landscapes are arriving. I was hoping you'd be there to advise me.
I wish I could be, but I've arranged to meet an archivist at the county records office. You know, that charming girl I told you about?
Oh, yes.
To talk about Arkwright Hall.
Can't be helped, I suppose.
Sorry, Julia. I'll pop in tomorrow and take a look.
And how is your research coming along?
Oh, rather slowly, I'm afraid. I haven't turned up much pictorial evidence, unfortunately. But I'm convinced the information's out there. It's simply a question of tracking it down.
Oh, no. Don't you start fretting, darling. Almost back with Mummy.
Sid Perks is one possible source of knowledge.
Sid?
I'm going to call in on him before I go to the records office. The Borchester Echo mentions him being at the hall in the 60s.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. What's the matter, Lily?
That's one heck of a noise, young lady.
Shush. We're right back at the house, darling. Nearly with Mummy again.
Julia, would you mind?
What? Are you sure?
This is a mighty fuss, isn't it?
She's not wet, is she?
Oh, a little hungry. Not sure where she is, that's all. Now, up on my shoulder, Lily.
Elizabeth will be able to quieten her.
Is that better now? Did your back want a little rub? Is that better?
Well, it seems to be working.
I used to do the same for my daughter. She was a real howler.
Well, Felicity.
Wailed like a siren till we got the hang of soothing her. Stroking her cheek, then giving her back her little massage.
Well, Lily's enjoying that. Well,
Felicity adored it. And if it didn't work, a good long walk with her clasped to my shoulder. Uh-huh. Babies love the contact and the movement.
Yes, of course they do.
You must have had your own little tricks for dealing with Nigel and Camilla.
Oh, yes, yes.
What did you do when they were intent on trouble?
Do you know, they must have been exceptionally good babies.
Really?
I can't remember ever having had a moment's difficulty with them.
Hello? Is everything all right?
Oh, Lily wanted a little grizzle, that's all.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's take her.
There we are. Over to Mummy.
Thanks. Well done.
I enjoyed it.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, since the sun was out, I thought I'd risk a breath of fresh air.
Good idea. But if you'll both forgive me, I've got to move on to the ball.
Oh, are you going for the auction?
Auction?
One of our tenant farmers is retired.
Oh.
The farm's being sold off there today.
No, I just need to have a quiet word with Sid.
Well, thanks for taking Freddie and Lily for a walk.
Entirely my pleasure. Goodbye now, Julia.
Bye.
Elizabeth.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it looks as if your visitor's here.
Well, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Siobhan. Are you going to join us?
No, I don't think so, dear. I'm determined to find the christening clothes we were talking about.
Oh, the famous Pargeter gowns.
Gown? Unfortunately, there's only the one, so Freddie must have it.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
How nice to see you, Siobhan. So, this is...
Lily. And that's Freddie in the pram.
Right. Great. Oh, at last.
Sorry, Kathy.
If you'd been any longer, I'd have reported you missing.
I've got Eldon for the cash and carry.
What is it with you at the moment? You were late coming back from the gym yesterday.
I told you about
the
traffic.
But you're late now. Everyone's gone into the function room.
I had to make another stop, apart from the cash and carry.
Oh, did you? I promised I'd take some water up for the auction.
Yeah, room. Look, before you rush off, I wanted to give you this.
What is it?
I didn't have time to wrap it.
Oh, Sid,
oh, go on, Kathy, please. Take a look, please.
Why aren't you getting your dates mixed up? It's not my birthday for weeks.
Well, it's not a birthday present.
Oh. Oh, Sid.
You're always on about needing a new watch.
Oh, yes, but I didn't mean... Well, not something this good.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes, it's lovely.
Good.
But why give me a present now?
I don't know. I felt a bit guilty, I suppose.
Guilty?
Yes, I know you don't like the hat.
Oh, well, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't have to.
Oh, Oh, it's really nice.
Right, so am I forgiven for being late a couple of times?
Of course you are. Hmm? Oh, I must take the water up. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Oh, good. I was hoping to catch you, Sid.
Oh, hello. Come for the auction, Lewis?
No, I've come to see you, actually.
Okay.
I'm hoping you can give me some information about Arkwright Hall. I'm drawing up plans for its restoration.
Oh, yeah, it'd be good to see the old place smartened up.
Would you mind my asking a few questions?
Not at all. Only we're about to get very busy.
Oh, not now, of course. I realise there's the auction.
Yeah. Can you come back in a couple of hours when all the commotion is finished?
So, how's things?
Oh, you know, plodding on.
Nothing exciting happening?
Well, I've got the chance of a lot of work from a company in Berlin. They want me to translate some sales material.
Good.
Anyway, I'm here to find out how you are. And the little ones.
I touch wood, we're all very well. Look at the way Freddy's curling his lip.
Oh, yes.
He does that a lot.
He's a super little baby.
Lily's got this really funny look whenever you lift her out of the car.
What's happening with your outbuildings, Elizabeth? I noticed some work going on.
That'll have been Reg.
A wiry sort of fella?
Yes. He's converting one of the barns to accommodate the animals for our rare breeds attraction.
Have you firmed up your plans about that?
Siobhan?
And what about the aerial walkway you were talking about?
Do you want to hold them?
They're so small.
They won't break. Hey. Freddy? This is Siobhan. Here, take him.
Oh, Lord. He's tiny.
Up you come, Lily.
Well, don't give me the two of them.
It's all right. I'll keep Lily. Freddy's quite a handful on his own.
You must feel so happy.
Exhausted.
Oh, I'm sure. With two of them.
I never have a moment to myself.
Just one would be. He's so warm. His skin smells beautiful.
Mm, doesn't it?
I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks.
You're very lucky, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Shula, I didn't know you were coming.
Oh, who have you got there, Siobhan?
Freddy. Do you want to take him?
Oh, do you mind? Oh, hello, young man. Oh, I've come especially to see you and your sister. Oh, sorry I didn't warn you.
Don't be silly.
Maybe the only chance I get this week. Oh, and let's see, Lily. Yeah. Hello, my puppet.
Hey. They're both growing.
Growing? They're so minute. You should have seen them when they were first born.
Sit down, Shula. Oh. I wonder where Mrs. Pugsley's got to with that tea.
Oh, tea. Wonderful. I'm parched.
You are staying, Siobhan.
Oh, go on. We always seem to pass each other whenever we meet.
Yes. Well, okay.
She's not here in a minute. One of you can go and find her.
Sorry if I'm rather ripe, Siobhan. I've come straight from the stables.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. Oh, not that you do smell.
Well, I'd be surprised if I didn't. I've been up to my ankles in all sorts. It's been one of those mornings.
What's happened?
Well, we had this new woman start lessons. She was certain she could mount without any help other than the step. Wouldn't let me near her. So up she goes onto our quietest, gentlest horse and straight away slides off the other side.
Oh, no.
Yes. I don't know how she managed it. She didn't fall so much as slither straight into a pile of mud. Oh,
was she all right?
Yeah. Only her pride was hurt.
Serve her right.
That's what I thought.
Oh, you must get all sorts at the stables.
Believe me, we do.
Can you ride, Siobhan?
No.
Have you ever tried?
Well, only as a child. My uncle kept a couple of ponies on his farm, and I go out on those.
Oh, then you can ride.
Not properly.
Why didn't you take it up again?
I'd be too nervous these days.
Oh, there's no need to be. We have plenty of adults come for lessons.
There you are.
Yeah, why don't you give it a go sometime?
Now, you're sure this isn't inconvenient for you?
Ah, we're quiet now.
How did the auction go?
Oh, very well, yeah. The farmhouse and 10 acres went to a chap from Coventry, and the other bits all went to neighbouring farmers.
Yeah, it seems a shame to see a farm broken up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, the way of the world now, I'm afraid. There's no room for the little man.
Perhaps not.
So, what can I tell you about Arkwright Hall?
Well, Sid, you moved in when?
There, I knew I'd find it if I thought long enough.
The album?
Yeah, down by the side of the wardrobe.
Oh, right. Now, I'm sure we've got some snaps of the hall in here.
Oh, that would be just the job.
Take as long as you need.
You sure, Cassie? Is that okay?
Of course. You're in my good books today, Sid.
Oh, right.
I'll leave you both to it, then.
Thank you so much, Cathy.
Yeah, thanks.
So, you moved into the hall in...
In 1966.
And that was before the creation of the Field Centre?
Oh, yeah. The Swan Count and all that sort of stuff happened long after.
What are your memories of the hall at that time?
Mainly remember the live-in flat. Ah, there you are.
Oh, splendid. This was the...
The living room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember being very impressed with the coal effect gas fire.
Yes.
And the cork tiling everywhere. I thought that was the last word in good taste. Well, it looks hideous now, doesn't it?
Some of the more recent alterations may need...
Tearing out?
Rethinking. Mm. Somehow cork tiling doesn't quite capture the spirit of the hall's Victorian heyday, does it?
No.
And the fireplaces will all need opening up.
Now, this photo.
Outside the main door. Oh, we are in luck.
October 1966. Now, that's me and Polly, my first one.
May I take a closer look?
Just married. Moving in for the first time. We were so excited.
Yes, I'm sure. Love's young dream.
Yeah. Mind you, I'm not sure age has got anything to do with it.
Can I possibly borrow this photograph?
I mean, it can happen any time. Suddenly, someone appears, it makes you feel good to be alive. And anything seems possible then, doesn't it?
What message has Phil got for Eddie?
Is that side finished now?
Just about.
Let's get some damp sacking over it.
Oh, you don't have to bother with that.
I'd rather we did.
Nothing wrong with the eye at the concrete.
You're working it a bit wet, that's all.
If you say so.
Can you cover that stretch?
Yeah, all right.
No point renewing the floor if we're going to give the pigs foot problems.
Yeah, might be right. It's a little bit sloppy.
Can you get in that corner there?
Yeah.
This should cover it.
So.
Well, you've done a good job otherwise.
Oh, it's a wonder I got it done at all.
Yeah?
I don't know how I've kept my eyes up. Years I've put in lamin' at old foam.
Ah, you know what they say about all work and no play.
Don't know when I'm going to get a break.
Hey, you should have been on the bull last night.
Should I?
Yeah, it was a great night. I don't know what got into Sid. He was laughing and joking non-stop.
Oh, lucky man.
I haven't seen him in such a good mood for ages. He even bought me a drink.
Sid?
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
I told you should have been there.
Yeah, well...
You'd have had a right laugh.
Yeah, well, I didn't take that advance off you to spend it on booze.
No.
I've got more important concerns at the minute.
Yeah, sure, sorry. I'd only gone in for a quick pint.
Right, that's this side covered.
Having made a complete idiot of myself here first.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Dad had made a special meal using this new Thai recipe.
Oh?
He's very good with Thai food, his dad.
Peanut sauces and all that.
That's the one. And everything cooked to a strict timetable.
Clary tried one of those out of a magazine once. Boys wouldn't touch it.
Yeah? But he said it'd be on the table at 8 o'clock precisely, and whatever we did, Ruth and I mustn't be late. So, of course, you know what happened.
What time did you turn up?
9:25.
Oh, whoops.
We'd been seen to the pipe wash in the dairy and completely lost track.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Hey, we'll get cleaned up in here.
Well, it shouldn't take long.
Eddie?
Oh, yes, Mr. Archer.
Clary has just phoned for you.
What she want now?
Well, she wants to know when you'll be home.
Well, I don't know. When I'm finished here.
Well, I think she'd like you back as soon as possible.
I'll clear up, Eddie.
Something happened?
Now, don't worry. It's not an emergency.
Thank heavens.
I just got the impression she'd like you home sooner rather than later.
You shoot off, mate.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Right, then. Thanks for passing on the message.
It's all right.
I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Eddie. Yeah.
Well, I don't suppose that'll be good news.
Judging from Clary's voice, no. She sounded quite worried.
They're having a hard time at the moment.
Yeah. Why are you up here anyway, David?
I was just checking that Eddie had finished off the floor properly.
Well, I was going to do that.
Thought I might as well make myself useful since I can't get any further with the hen house.
Why not? It's only a matter of a bit of roofing felt.
Well, I've done the temporary job. The hens will be okay for a day or two, but I've got to go in and get a new roll.
Well, your mother won't be very happy if the weather's getting in.
It's not.
Well, we mustn't leave fixing it too long.
Relax, Dad. I said I'd do it.
Yes, that's all very well, but...
What?
Well, sometime... Sometimes you say you'll do something, and then you forget.
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Look, I'm really sorry about the meal.
Oh, I'm not bothered about the meal.
No?
I just don't want us losing birds unnecessarily.
Ruth and I feel really rotten about turning up so late. It looked fantastic.
The jasmine rice was perfect at 8 o'clock.
Ugh. Look, I'll tell you what. Whatever you want tonight, Ruth and I will cook it.
Oh, no, don't worry, David.
I mean it.
Look, it really doesn't matter.
Sorry I'm later than I said.
Oh, don't worry.
Caroline wanted to discuss Reuters at the end of his shift, that's all.
Do you want a coffee?
No, thanks.
Tea?
I'm all right, thanks.
I'll make yourself at home.
Oh, cheers.
So how's things at Grey Gables?
You know, busy.
I bet.
Though it's quietening down a bit with the holidays over.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I had a very quiet shift.
Oh, that's good.
Except Caroline asked me to reposition the notice boards. Then she wasn't happy when I had moved them.
Did you move them back?
Yeah. Not exactly back to where they started, but to somewhere else. The left-hand side of the lobby.
I suppose it's important to get it right.
Yeah.
So everyone can read them.
That's the main thing.
I thought the tree planting went very well last week.
Didn't it?
Ever so well.
Oh, Phoebe really enjoyed it.
I think everyone did.
Well, they seemed to.
Marjorie was so relieved the committee had enough oak saplings.
Oh, was she?
Might have been ash saplings. I'll have to ask her when I get a minute.
Right.
Oh, I know what I've got to tell you.
Oh, what's that?
I still haven't asked Josie about Phoebe.
Oh.
You know, about me looking after her at the same time I've got Henry. If you still want me to.
Oh, please.
I will do then.
Great.
Oh, when I get the chance. Josie's been very busy lately.
Sure.
You know, first it was Christmas and the millennium and the week after.
I suppose the Echo wanted a lot of photographs around the millennium.
Yes, well, that's why she's been so busy.
I like your top.
Do you?
Was it Christmas present?
No.
Hayley.
Yes?
Can I change my mind about coffee?
Flipping heck.
Couldn't be clearer, could it?
I thought they'd probably say no. I didn't think they'd be this blunt.
They want their money or else.
They're all bloodsuckers at Borchester Mills.
Listen to this. They say we should have complained earlier if dissatisfied with the quality of the feed supply.
We never said nothing about the quality when we wrote to them.
Dad?
They got one-track minds, them companies. Makes their profit whatever the human cost.
Is this anything to do with you?
Why should it be?
Have you been in touch with Borchester Mills?
Dad?
Well, I might have given him a quick ring, yeah.
Oh, you didn't.
I could see our letter wouldn't do no good on its own.
Joe.
So I thought I'd raise a doubt in their minds and make them more amenable to waiting for
you
payment.
You told Borchester Mills our yields went down because there was something wrong with their feed.
I suggested that was possible. But to make them stop and think.
I told you he wasn't going to mention that. All you've done is get their backs up.
The fall in the yield weren't their fault.
Well, we don't know that for certain.
Oh, we had disease in the herd.
Oh, look what you've done now. You see what they say? We should have complained earlier if there was anything wrong with the feed. If we're still not happy, we can take them to court.
I was only trying to help.
Yeah, well, you haven't. We'll be in court soon enough, but they'll be taking us.
Not necessarily, Eddie.
Oh, of course we will.
I've had no idea. What about contacting that bloke at the TFA, the local bloke?
What, Ted Byrne?
That's him.
What good can the Tenant Farmers Association do us?
Ted talks a lot of sense. He might be able to suggest a way to stay out of court.
Maybe.
It'd be a waste of time getting in touch with him.
Have you got any better suggestions?
It's a fascinating subject.
The Dynamic Office.
Yeah, there's been such a lot of research into it.
Oh, has there?
Loads. You see, when you make an office open plan, you break down the rigid territorial hierarchies which have hitherto operated in it.
Right.
So it's no longer a question of managers asserting their authority by having their own protected space.
No.
The space is shared, not owned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and of course, that changes who you interact with, which in turn changes... Look, Hayley, I'm really sorry about New Year's Eve.
What?
I don't know what got into me.
Right.
I felt dreadful the next day. I didn't mean to offend you.
You're sorry you kissed me?
Yeah. Well, no.
Which?
I really enjoyed it, but I didn't want to ruin everything.
I really enjoyed it too.
You didn't?
I did.
You're not mad with me?
I'm as responsible for what happened as you are. And as a matter of fact, I thought it was the best thing that happened for ages.
You're kidding.
It was only afterwards I thought, oh, Roy will be really put off.
That's what I thought.
And then at the tree planting.
Oh, I wanted to go up to you and say, Hayley, I can't stop thinking about you. But there were so many people there.
Well, I've been thinking about you all the time as well.
Had you?
Yeah.
I couldn't work out any way to tell you. Well, to tell you...
Tell me what?
I care about you. That sounds so weird.
No, it doesn't. It sounds fabulous.
You mean that?
I really care about you, Roy. Oh,
brilliant.
Of course I do. It's just...
We've been mates for so long.
Yes! That's what makes it so difficult, isn't it?
Too right. Especially with, well, the way things were when we met.
Yes.
It never occurred to me then.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, not when you meet someone and they're attached and you're attached and... Well, you don't think one day...
No.
Are you going to stay sitting over there?
No. I mean, you were just a mate's girlfriend then.
Well, that's how I thought of you. Well, you know...
I reckon that's why we've always got on so well.
Because we're only mates.
Until now. I can't believe this.
It's such a relief.
Oh, isn't it?
I mean, if you told me one more fascinating fact about the dynamic of this, I'd have screamed.
I was only talking about that because, you know, I didn't know what else to say.
I was the same. It's so embarrassing when your feelings change.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it was happening.
So, when did you notice?
What?
Like, you felt differently.
I don't know. A while ago. I just didn't have the guts to say.
I wish you had.
I couldn't admit it to myself, let alone you.
You sort of pretend nothing's happening, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't have to sit right at the end, you know.
It's funny how we seem to be spending more time together all of a sudden.
That just seems to happen.
And you've been so great with Phoebes.
I keep telling myself over Christmas, Phoebe is the reason I like spending so much time with Roy.
Oh, she thinks you're brilliant.
I think the same about her. Really, I was enjoying being with you. And the millennium and, afterwards.
Last week's been horrible.
Oh, hasn't it?
Not hearing from you.
You could have called me.
Yeah, and when you did ring, you started wittering on about your radiators.
I couldn't help it.
I thought that was my chance. It's well down the swanny. She thinks I'm the odd job man.
I said nothing of the sort.
As good as.
Well, you're a bit more than an odd job man to me.
Well?
You heard what I arranged, Eddie.
He's coming Friday afternoon.
And what's he going to do when he gets here?
He said that if we have all our paperwork ready, he'll go through our financial situation with us.
What good will that do?
The TFA have got a lot of experience with people in our position.
Don't mean they can do anything about it.
Oh, can't you be a bit more positive, Joe?
Positive?
Well, we're better off trying to get some advice instead of just giving up.
Ted Burns can't work miracles.
Clary's right. We've got to do something.
Oh, thank heavens for some support.
I only hope Ted can come up with a way out of this mess. Because I've been racking me brains for weeks, and I can't see one.
How are they?
Still fast asleep.
They're being very good. What?
Lily's doing her big stretch.
And the kick with it.
Maybe she's going to be a dancer.
Or a footballer.
Why not?
This gown's lovely.
Isn't it?
You haven't set a date for the christening, have you?
Oh, Nigel and I haven't discussed it properly yet.
Good. It's too important a decision to rush.
Julia wanted to make sure the gown was still in good condition, that's all.
The lace collar's marvellous.
Isn't it? And the ties around the cuffs.
Was Nigel christened in it?
And Gerald before him. And countless generations of Pargeters before that.
So you just need to decide which of them's going to have it.
Freddie.
That's very definite.
Julia decided it must be Freddie. It didn't seem worth arguing.
Then Lily can have our gown.
That's what I thought. And that way there'll be a piece of family history from the Archers and the Pargeters at the christening.
It is as it should be. Julia, I was just admiring your lovely christening gown.
Oh, it is rather special, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Oh,
Julia, are you all right?
Well, I won't be when I've had a cup of tea. It's been a very tiring day.
You've been busy in the gallery?
Oh, not too bad. Lewis repositioned the two new landscapes for me.
You weren't very sure about those, were you?
No, well, he was quite right. They're better placed more centrally than in a corner. No, the most tiring thing was talking to Reg.
Reg?
Or rather, listening to him. Is Mrs. Pugsley due to bring any tea in?
We haven't asked her to.
Oh. No, you see, I was walking up from the gallery and I passed the barn and made the mistake of asking Reg how he was getting on.
Ah.
So he told me at considerable length.
He's very enthusiastic about getting the accommodation right for the rare breeds, isn't he?
Oh, Joel, he told me more than I will ever need to know about Tamworth Moors.
Good old Reg.
And then went into quite unnecessary detail on the breeding habits of Cotswold sheep.
He didn't.
That's Reg all over.
Oh, dear. Freddy, have we disturbed you?
I'm coming, darling.
Look, sit down, Elizabeth.
I'll see to him.
Don't you worry, Joel. Freddy's a little unsettled by the noise, that's all. He'll be... quite all right. Once he's had his cheeks stroked.
I don't mind seeing him.
No, he's perfectly happy with me, aren't you, Freddy?
He's rather out of sorts today.
Oh, don't worry. If stroking his cheek isn't going to do the trick, I'll take him for a walk round the drawing room.
You don't have to.
No, it's no trouble. Movement and contact, that's all babies need, Elizabeth. And having their backs rubbed. Isn't that right, Freddy? Yes.
Well,
so now you know how to look after babies, Mum.
Quite.
Oh, Jill.
Yes?
I was going to make myself that cup of tea, wasn't I? But since I've got my hands full now, would you mind?
Of course, Julia.
And do give it time to draw properly, won't you? I'd like a strong cup.
This little box can be Bunny's new home. Are you going to put Bunny in? Oh, no, Phoebe, you can't go back to the Christmas puddings. No, I know they've got a lovely little robin on. Come and play with Bunny. Yeah, good girl. Oh, no, don't throw him like that.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, I didn't know you were back.
Oh, we haven't been in Ambridge an hour. I simply had to come and see Phoebe. Let me give you a hug, darling.
You've got your grandma back now, haven't you?
Oh, Mike said I'd find her here. Oh, she's looking so well. Oh,
she's been on great form.
Have you missed me, Phoebe?
Oh, I bet you're feeling the cold, Jennifer.
Oh, you bet. It was glorious sunshine when we left Barbados. We've had marvellous weather most of the time.
I can see that from your tan.
And the hotel was first class. What's the matter, darling?
Oh, she's fascinated by the Christmas puddings. We've been left with quite a few of them. No, leave them alone, Phoebe.
No, pick up your rabbit. That's it. Come and show Grandma.
Good girl. So, you all enjoyed the holiday?
Oh, Alice loved it, and Brian had the time of his life.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we could hardly get him out of the sea. I only wish getting back here had been as enjoyable.
Oh, I always feel flat at the end of a holiday.
Well, I suppose it's my own fault, but I had been hoping Kate would be back.
Oh.
And it was a real letdown when Simon said she's still in Morocco.
Well, at least she's phoning regularly.
And then, after hearing about Kate, the next thing was Eddie Grundy thumping on the door.
Oh, what did he want?
He was pestering Brian to give him some more work once lambing's finished. It was perfectly obvious we just got back.
Yeah, I think things are rather awkward at Grange Farm at the moment.
Oh, when aren't they?
Oh, Phoebe!
Oh, Phoebe, darling, you mustn't do that. Come here.
Can you hang on to her while I put the puddings back?
We've brought you some lovely shells from Barbados. Shall I take Phoebe home with me? She'll be out of your way then.
Oh, well, Roy's coming for her, actually. He should be here by now.
Well, we'd love to have her for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, it's very good of you, but...
I feel so guilty, leaving you with all the responsibility for a fortnight.
Oh, no, we've enjoyed it.
No, but it's not fair. Especially if you're so busy, you have to bring Phoebe into work.
Oh, well, this was just for 20 minutes. Roy will be looking after her for the rest of the day.
Oh, perhaps we could have her over the weekend, then. You'd like that, darling, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe she could spend an afternoon with you first, before we think about a whole weekend.
Oh?
Well, everything's been so unsettled for her lately.
I know, but...
And now she's got used to being at Willow Farm, and perhaps we shouldn't give her too many changes of scene all at once.
Oh, do you really think so?
Hiya, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Roy. Really?
Hi.
Oh, are you coming to me, sweetheart?
Say hello to your daddy.
Mm. Roy, Phoebe could spend tomorrow afternoon at Home Farm, couldn't she?
Of course.
We've got one or two things we brought back for her.
Oh. Have you had a good time?
Couldn't have been better.
Must have been a shock getting back to this weather.
Jennifer.
Yes, Roy?
I'm just wondering how we'll get Phoebe to you tomorrow. I'm working all morning.
Well, I can collect her.
It's all right, Roy. We'll work something out.
I think she's ready for her tea.
Oh, she's tried helping herself to Christmas pudding already.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
You must be very hungry.
Come on then, Phoebe. Give your nan a kiss goodbye. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Phoebe.
And one for your grandma.
A nice big welcome home kiss.
Oh, now I do feel I'm home.
Mum?
I've almost finished.
What's he doing?
I heard Nigel worrying about whether he had a shirt ironed for tomorrow.
He didn't mean you to do it.
A few shirts don't take long. Will you pass me a hanger?
You do too much for us already.
I thought you and Nigel were organising bath time.
Julia said she'll help.
She volunteered?
Yes.
I suspect she'll be acting as an observer as far as the actual bathing goes.
Mum, you've done enough.
One more shirt, that's all.
You're incorrigible.
I don't like to stand around doing nothing.
You haven't stopped since you got here.
Babies can't help making work, bless them.
You're wearing yourself out.
I'm not.
You're looking tired, you know.
Well, yes, maybe I am a bit.
Well, can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
How about, instead of you spending the nights here, you go back to Brookfield?
But how will you manage at night?
Nigel and I can cope.
You sure?
We're getting a pattern to seeing to Freddie and Lily now. Well, sort of. I've got much more energy this week. I haven't felt so exhausted all the time.
You do seem brighter.
And even Julia's trying to do her bit.
She is, isn't she?
Well, then?
Let's say that if things are still going smoothly by Saturday, I'll go home then. Is that all right?
OK. It'd be lovely to have you for another couple of days if you can manage.
I'd half decided on the weekend already.
Right, Saturday it is, then.
And, you know, if any little problem crops up...
Of course.
I'll be straight over, whether it's the middle of the night or not.
You've been such a great help, Mum. And I know you'll come over when you can in the day.
Of course I will. I enjoy it.
Thanks, Mum. And Dad'll be pleased to have you back.
Only if he knows you're all right here.
He really misses you when you're away.
I should hope so, too.
You know he does.
Perhaps he is finding Brookfield rather a trial without me.
What's the matter? There. That's definitely the last shirt you're doing.
Well, it's nothing serious. Pip and Josh get so boisterous whenever I do call in. Any change in routine seems to make them giddy at the moment.
They'll soon calm down once they know you're back every night.
Probably. You know what your father said last time?
No.
We'd have more peace and quiet if we'd stayed in the bungalow. I couldn't disagree with him, really.
Well, where do you think that star shape goes? Well, try it in there. No, won't go, will it?
Right. Sun isn't oh. Juice, Phoebe. Are you hungry?
Oh, just a bit, aren't you, sweetheart?
Are you going to eat it on the floor?
Yeah, I don't see why not. We've got comfy now, haven't we, Phoebe?
Right, the floor it is. We're having a picnic.
Hold on. You're not having a sandwich till your hands are clean.
Let's have your hands wiped.
Give Ailey your hands.
That's it, Phoebe. That was Josie on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Wants me to look after Henry this evening. She's got a last-minute call to cover some fashion do.
Do me and Phoebe need to get off, then?
Oh, no, not for a good while yet.
Yeah, now you can have a sandwich. You want your juice first? There we are.
I mentioned the idea of looking after Phoebe and Henry together.
Oh, and? What? Yeah, is that good?
Josie said she was in a hurry and we can discuss it next week. Hey, do you know you're dribbling your drink, young lady?
You're a messy pup, aren't you? Yeah, right, give me the beaker, Phoebe.
Come on, let's get that off your chin.
Oh, it would be great if you could take Phoebe some of the time.
Oh, she'd be good company for Henry. Right, now you can have your juice again.
Yeah, both hands.
Good girl.
Yeah, because it's going to be tight looking after her when I start back at university.
Of course there will be.
I don't think Kate's in any hurry to get back to Ambridge.
No?
Gone by what little she tells me when she phones.
She must like it out there.
No, Phoebe. No, that's not a good idea.
Phoebe, you're meant to eat the sandwich.
Yeah, not push it into the activity centre.
The big triangle goes in there, not your dinner. And I know cream cheese is your favourite, so let's get it eaten.
Oh, that's it, Phoebe.
See if you can eat it all up. Good girl.
Hayley, have you thought any more about yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
You know, when we talked about what we were feeling. Well, have you thought any more?
Funnily enough, I have. It's not every day I embark on a new relationship.
I keep thinking about what we said.
Do you wish you'd kept quiet?
Oh, of course not.
Be careful, Phoebe, darling. Not too much at once.
I meant every word.
So did I.
I'm just surprised at how nervous I feel.
Well, you're not the only one.
No?
It's a big step.
Going from mates to whatever.
Mm, yeah. And I haven't always got things right with this sort of thing before.
Join the club?
I mean, I don't regret having this little one for one minute. Well, but what I went through with Kate was...
Well, it hasn't always been easy for me either, has it?
No.
Things have happened in the past. I'll never forget. I never want to forget.
If you've got any doubts, if you want to take back what you said yesterday...
Roy.
Yeah?
Does this answer your question?
Phoebe, have you just put a sandwich in my pocket?
Why does Eddie need time off? Yeah.
Right, let's get a little mark on you. That's it. Then you.
How are you doing?
No, not too bad. Oh, still.
Where do you want the docking rings?
Oh, can you hang on to them a second?
Yeah. Oh, no, when you are docking...
Leave more of a storm this storm, I know.
Well, you have put the rings a little higher on a couple of them.
Oh, I was a bit bleary-eyed when I did that. Have you got that extra bonding pen set up?
Yeah, I've just done it.
Oh, great. Oh, I'll take the rings then.
Oh, there. And, do you want the,
The stretching thing, yeah.
Do you want me to do some holding?
Yeah, I'll manage. Once I got the ring ready to stretch.
You, know you'll be on your own the rest of the morning.
Oh, you off anywhere exciting?
Oh, only the bull.
Come here, you. Yeah, it's a bit early to start boozing.
If I had a drink, I'd fall fast asleep. I'm going for a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, I'll have marketing co-op. David thought it'd be the best place to meet up.
Yeah, I bet he did.
It's convenient for all four of us. I won't be back till after lunch, so if there's anything else you need in here...
Off you go. I don't think so.
Right then.
There was one thing.
Well, I take it you had a good night in here.
Dad, you look frozen.
Yeah, well, I'm lightly chilled, perhaps.
Ain't exactly Caribbean weather, is it?
Not quite. I see you've had quite a few twins.
Yeah, and some decent sets of triplets.
Well, the number's looking very healthy.
I doubt it'll be much up on last year at the finish.
Oh, I'm here. That seems to have bottlenecked in the last couple of days, that's all.
Still think we're doing well. In fact, Hell Farm looks in good order.
You've been right round?
Yeah, almost.
Debbie's run a tight ship while you've been soaking up the sun.
I've tried to. And Simon's been, you know, quite helpful.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he's been able to stay awake. That's it.
I know Greg's been pretty busy.
Yeah, there can't be a gap left in any of the hedges.
You show me where he's patched up that run of hawthorn.
Come here.
Yeah, he's been out in all weathers.
You know what he told me?
No.
Tommy only wanted him to take care of a fox at Willow Farm.
Well, David shot that one.
As though Greg's got nothing better to do than take care of Tommy's vermin problem.
Oh, there is one thing I've left for you to sort out.
What's that?
The grain collections. The feed company's got a problem with a couple of its lorries.
Oh, they wanted to change dates or quantities?
Well, I'll show you the revised order. It's in the office.
Oh, excuse me, Debbie, before you disappear.
Yeah?
Is it all right if I knock off an hour earlier than I said?
You want to go earlier?
If you don't want.
Yeah, but I can't cover for you. I'm seeing my accountant.
I meant to ask before, but I forgot.
Well, we could ask Neil to come in early, I suppose.
Eddie, what about all this needing every hour you can get stuff you were giving me yesterday?
Oh, well...
Before we'd even got our bags out of the car.
Well, the thing is, we've got a visitor coming lunchtime. I told Clary I'd be there, see? It's important.
He'll be here soon.
Sure.
You can't see him looking like that. He'll
be daft.
Them's your worst trousers, and you ain't even shaved.
Because I've been out here working since I got up.
What sort of impression does it create? Ted Burns is going out of his way to help us.
It's his job, isn't it?
Well, he didn't have to agree to see us so quick.
The secretary of the tenant farmer isn't going to mind seeing me in my work clothes. The working farm he's going to see. Well, the building society.
Yeah, I know that, but it wouldn't hurt to make a bit of an effort. At least leave time to get the muck off.
He should be more worried if he didn't see us working.
Oh, I just want us all to be ready for him, Joe.
Ready in bed yet, any room?
We better be soon. Look, this is important.
Well, we're almost done.
I've put all the papers out. What we owe Borchester Mills, what we owe elsewhere. I've got our returns for the milk going back months.
Yeah,
and everything we've earned this year. It's all on the kitchen table. I want to show him we're serious about getting out of trouble.
I'll put on my suit trousers if you like.
Oh, would you? Do you think you might shave too?
Well, I suppose if I got the time.
I know it's stupid of me, but...
That's all right, Clarina. We'll show Ted Burns we can be businesslike.
Wouldn't it, would it?
Well, we're going to have a look round and all. See how well we keep things up. You might have some sympathy for us, then.
Maybe. But looking at them bills, it ain't sympathy we need. Some hard-headed advice and plenty of it.
If you can put out the cutlery, Simon.
I wasn't holding out for one last meal.
I know. You'll find the spoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty much au fait with the layout of the kitchen by now.
I suppose you would be.
Debbie hasn't had much time for cooking the past couple of weeks.
Or much inclination, I should imagine. Huh? Oh, I don't think there's any point waiting.
Yeah.
Shall I start to serve?
Yeah, please. Doesn't look as though Debbie's going to get back before I move out.
Well, you're welcome to stay another day if it makes things easier.
Thanks, Jennifer. But I need to get back to the flat. It's getting difficult not having my books around.
Yes, must be.
And you and Brian will want to have your house back to yourselves.
Oh, I enjoy having company. I haven't seasoned this much. You might want some more salt.
Oh, it looks like a great winter soup.
Oh, odds and ends thrown together, I'm afraid.
Have you any idea how long Debbie will be at her meeting?
Oh, you can never tell with these things.
No. Oh, this is delicious.
Not too bland.
Delicious, believe me.
What I just need is something really hot.
So, are you planning on hitting the beach this afternoon?
Mm-hmm. I wish.
You certainly made where you were staying sound tempting.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Alice seemed to think so.
Mm, she was in her element.
I wouldn't mind going out there someday.
Well, you must do, you and Debbie.
If I can ever drag her away from the lambing sheds.
Well, that has to be rather a preoccupation at this time of year.
I know.
You did realize how busy she'd be when you came over?
In my head, I did, but we've had so little time together.
Well, I'm afraid that's farming.
And I'm not going to see anything of her in the next week, either.
No, well, I can understand her not wanting to go back with you till the lambing's over.
So can I. Still, I'm just not looking forward to rattling around the flat on my own.
Debbie said you helped deliver a lamb.
Yes, I did.
Well, that was very enterprising.
Wasn't it? And I'm sure with appropriate counseling, the poor little mite will get over the trauma.
I'm told you're very competent.
That's sweet of Debbie. But for a lot of the time here she's had so much on, I've felt sort of surplus to requirements.
Oh, I'm afraid that's the price you pay for being with a farmer.
I guess so.
It can be very lonely sometimes.
Oh, can we turn the heating up? Oh.
You're just in time, darling, for some nice hot soup.
You're not staying for the whole weekend, eh? No. Right. Kind of you to offer, but as I was telling Jennifer, I can't work without my resources around me. No? So today's the day I've got to get home. Oh, that's too bad.
Here you are, darling.
Oh, thanks. I hear you've become an expert diver.
What?
Oh, no. Alice said you look like James Bond in your wetsuit.
More like the creature from the Black Lagoon, I should imagine.
Phoebe will be here in about an hour, Brian.
Are we picking her up?
No.
If you want me to fetch her.
Haley's dropping her off.
What's she doing with Haley?
Well, that's what I wondered. I mean, yesterday, Betty was saying we couldn't have Phoebe all weekend. Too many changes would unsettle her. She seems to have been left with Haley half the morning.
Haley's very good with children.
But while Kate's away, it's better that Phoebe's looked after by family. I mean, what connection does Haley have with us? Or with the Tuckers?
Oh, you're still here.
Hanging on to see you.
Can you close the door, darling?
You're living in a freezing draft.
Sorry.
I thought your meeting was never going to finish. How'd it go?
Oh, we got some useful things done.
Did you eat at the ball, or do you want some soup?
Oh, soup sounds good.
It is.
No, it's all right, Ma. I'll see to myself.
What have you decided?
Well, we've taken the next steps, filled out a few forms and sent them off to the NFU.
NFU?
Mm. They're acting as agents for the Federation of Agricultural Co-ops. And we had to stick a check in.
How much have we been stung for?
Oh, nothing too horrendous.
Well, if it leads to something.
There's going to be a big market for your lamb.
I hope so.
It's bound to be. People are getting very choosy about buying meat from a reputable source.
Some people are.
Cooperative marketing. That's the way forward, isn't it, Debbie?
Yep, that's about it.
Getting closer to the customer. Adding value.
I can see Debbie's got you well briefed.
I tell you what I did see at the Bull.
Huh?
Mm. Cathy doing the 100-metre dash.
Oh, I thought Sid was the athlete in that part.
Well, he just left to go to the gym when Cathy came flapping through the bar with his sports bag. Almost knocked my coffee over. She virtually had to throw herself in front of Sid's car to stop him.
Oh. As any dutiful wife would.
Well, Sid would have been annoyed if he got all the way to the gym and found he hadn't got the right gear. Mm.
Too much exercise is obviously bad for the memory.
How would you know?
Debbie?
As a matter of fact, I was about to suggest we have a short walk when you've finished your soup.
What?
So we can say our farewells properly.
No chance, I'm afraid.
Oh, for 15 minutes, that's all.
Nope, I've got to get some feed up to the deer, and then it's straight back to the lambing sheds.
Brian, surely you could relieve her.
I've got to get off to my account now, I'm afraid.
But Phoebe's going to be here soon.
Well, that's where I want to go now, so I can get some time with her later. I'm sorry.
It was only a thought.
One more sacrifice chalked up for going out with a farmer.
One of many.
Mm. Welcome to the real world, Simon.
Well, what do you expect?
Didn't pull his punches, did he?
It's a good job he was straight with us. What's the use pretending?
I thought he might have seen some hope.
I told you there's no use calling him in.
Can't see any way we can stave off bankruptcy. That's what he said, isn't he?
The bills weren't going to disappear just because somebody else looked at them.
I thought he might have come up with summat.
He did, sort of.
Give up altogether?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, as good as.
He didn't.
He says we're going to go bankrupt.
No way around that.
And if that happens, we lose the tenancy. So Dad's right. He might as well have said, I'll pack up now.
No, he's trying to get us to face facts, that's all.
We're doing it already. We know things is hopeless.
What about his advice?
Advice? I wouldn't call it that.
Defeatism, that's all it was.
Since it looks like we'll lose the tenancy, why not do as he says? Sound Borchester Land out about making alternative arrangements.
Oh, as if they'd listen.
Well, he said he could approach them for us.
No.
They don't want us here. This is just what they've been waiting for.
Where's the harm in exploring other possibilities?
We ain't bankrupt yet, that's why.
If we lose the tenancy, what will we hand on to the boys?
Nothing, that's what.
But we could negotiate.
Clary Love, there's been Grundys at Grange Farm for generations.
Yes, I know.
One of the comforts of my life has been knowing at least one more generation after Eddie, whatever.
The boys have grown up knowing it's going to be theirs.
When my time comes, I can be peaceful if I know the farm's been passed on in the proper way. But if it's been lost while it's in my keeping,
well,
then...
Joe, I know what it means to you, to all of us.
No, Clary, Dad's right. We can't even think about
it. We might have to.
We can't. We've got to draw a line in the sand. Whatever else happens, there's no way we can let the tenancy go.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.